Constitutional carry passes Indiana legislature, heads to Governor Holcomb's desk. By A.W.R. Hawkins on March 8, 2022. Constitutional carry passed the Indiana legislature Tuesday night and is headed to Governor Eric Holcomb's, R, desk. The Indianapolis Star indicates the constitutional carry legislation would eliminate the license requirement to carry a handgun. Senator Fadi Gadara, D. Indianapolis 4, opposed the constitutional carry legislation, saying, "It hurts to see us advancing a piece of legislation that supports spreading and allowing more guns to be on our streets when violent crime is going up in our nation." There are currently 21 constitutional carry states in the Union. Those states are Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Idaho, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Maine, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, West Virginia, and Wyoming. Moreover, constitutional carry has reached Governor Mike DeWine's, R, desk in Ohio and is moving through the Alabama and Georgia legislatures at a rapid pace. NRA State Director John Weber commented on the Indiana legislation, saying, "Hoosiers value their Second Amendment rights. Yet under the current regime they are forced to ask the government for extra permission in order to exercise the fundamental right of carrying a firearm for self-defense. The NRA is proud to have played a key role in getting this bill to the governor's desk and we hope he will sign it." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Down Range with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. Reach him at herhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.